Gay marriages have continued this week in Massachusetts, but Governor Mitt Romney is trying to make sure they're limited to residents of the state. The Republican governor is vowing legal action against some city and town clerks who've issued marriage licenses to same-sex couples from out of state. But NPR's Tovia Smith reports that out-of-staters are continuing to get married in Massachusetts anyway.
Governor Romney is asking the state's attorney general to step in and help enforce a nearly century-old law that bars people from marrying here if they can't legally marry at home. A few cities and towns have defied the governor, including Somerville, where more than a dozen out-of-staters have received licenses. Now the governor is demanding names, but Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone is in no rush to comply. He calls the governor's moves outrageous, and he says he'll fight any injunction to stop marrying gay out-of-staters.
We're not going to bend over backwards and change the rules, you know, to breach people's rights. These people came here in good faith, and this is a question about fairness, about equity, about justice.
Ironically, every move the governor makes to curb gay marriage only seems to speed up what is already a rush to the altar.
4:30 last night, we had to find a doctor to give us a prescription to get the blood work done and find a lab that would do it in an hour. Threw the kids in the back of the car with Elmo videos. Drove all night.
Stacy Harris and her partner Jesse from New Jersey are one of dozens of couples fast-tracking their marriage plans because of Romney's threats of a crackdown. They screeched into Somerville City Hall just as it opened this morning, applied for a license, ran to court for permission to skip the usual 3-day waiting period, and then sped back to City Hall for a noon wedding, all the while fretting that Governor Romney would slam the door shut before they could say, "I do."
I felt like at every stop today someone was going to say no. You know, I felt like I was going to walk into the court and the judge was going to say, "Sorry."
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Relax.
Instead, the Harrises were greeted at City Hall with cake and flowers in plenty of time to say their vows.
Please repeat after me. I, Stacy.
I, Stacy.
Take you, Jesse.
Take you, Jesse.
To be my partner in marriage.
To be my partner in marriage. Legally.
But just how legally they're hitched is unclear. The governor says any marriages of out-of-staters are null and void, and the issue is likely to end up in court, both here in Massachusetts and elsewhere. Like many others, Stacy and Jesse Harris plan to push for recognition of their marriage back home. When they get back to New Jersey on Monday, they say they'll go to court and demand that they both be listed as parents for their two children.
We're so ready for that. Yeah, it is going to be a long battle, but we never thought this would happen in our lifetime, that we would come this far.
There's nothing about, it's like getting this far gives you so much energy.
Yeah.
You know?
At least a few states have suggested they might recognize same-sex marriages made in Massachusetts, but conservative groups are vowing a long legal battle. Daniel Avila of the Massachusetts Catholic Conference accuses gay activists of trying to do an end run around the democratic process.
What is happening here is an attempt to just simply subvert the role of the people in making their own policies, and we find this to be objectionable.
For opponents, the struggle to contain gay marriage may only get more difficult. Legislation is pending in Massachusetts to repeal the law banning out-of-staters from marrying here. The repeal has passed the Senate, but is considered a harder sell in the House. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Somerville, Massachusetts.